1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump picked up more delegates on Saturday in Michigan, Missouri, and Idaho. And ABC political director Rick Klein says 2 days from Super Tuesday, former president's on the cusp of his third straight Republican nomination.
Right now, Donald Trump has opened up a big lead, and it is only getting bigger with the victories just over the weekend. Already more than 200 delegates ahead of Haley. 1215, that magic number. He's not going to get there, but he might get close, given how polling has stood so far and what we expect to see on Tuesday.
The U.S. Saturday airdropped its first shipment of aid to Gaza, about 38,000 meals. Advocates say more needs to be done to prevent a humanitarian disaster. As many as 300 people had to be rescued from their cars, stuck in blizzard conditions in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Power has been restored to more residents, but some outages persist after the howling winds. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza is costing him votes from Muslim, Arab American, and pro-Palestinian communities, if the results of the recent Michigan primary are any indication. More from Farah Siddiqui.
More than 100,000 people voted uncommitted in Michigan's presidential primary. An exit poll of over 500 Muslim voters was conducted by the Council on American-Islamic Relations. CARE's Government Affairs Director Robert McCaw says 94% of American Muslims who voted in the Democratic primary voted uncommitted.
It's a clear sign that our communities are organized. We're a political force in these states and other swing states, and we can tip the results in any election when it counts.
The exit poll found that potential third-party candidates are polling better than Biden, and if an election was held today, 40% of Muslim voters would prefer an unnamed other candidate. The poll also found 13% might vote for GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. The Biden administration has faced significant protests in Michigan. According to McCaw, the initiation of the Vote Uncommitted campaign was in protest of the president's reluctance to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. He says these voters weren't bluffing.
It's noteworthy that potential third-party candidates such as Dr. Cornel West are polling better than Biden with Muslim voters, while others like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jill Stein are polling evenly with the president.
In response to the protest vote, Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud wrote on social media, "Today, thousands said enough. As American citizens and Michigan voters, we have made our voices heard at the ballot box. Now it is up to President Biden to listen to Michigan and do the right thing." I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Bucks win again.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 113-97. Giannis with 46 points and 16 rebounds. The Bucks have now won 5 in a row. Chicago's Nikola Vukovic got frustrated and smacked Milwaukee's AJ Green in the face and was ejected from the game. Head coach Doc Rivers.
It was great. You know what? I just liked our defensive energy all game. I thought that's what changed the game. Thought we got into them. Game got a little chippy. But I thought it got chippy over just defensive pressure. Just as long as we keep our composure. That was the only thing I kept telling our guys. So, and then Giannis, you know, it's that thing we talked about, feeding the pig, meaning if you fall on a plate, it works. And we had the little angle action. Stay with it. You know, the one time they went away from, that's when I jumped up and said, why would you go away from something that just keep running in and keep running in something else? Then you do that.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Friday, best of the week, trending education news.
Boston Pencils every weekday at 7 p.m.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny sky with highs in the lower 70s today. South winds very gusty, up around 35 miles per hour. Will be challenging record highs. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mid-40s. On Monday, rain, even some thunderstorms around with highs in the upper 50s. Currently 44 degrees.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Goofy people, daffy people like me go crazy over the things you do. While we are underneath the moon above, you've got me acting just like a loon. It must be love, sweet love. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Bye.
Music of the Stars on the air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Randall Noon.
In Tampa, Tacoma, our old St. Joe Mo, guided by close by the radio. Up in Maine, on the Western Plain, it makes no difference where you go. Cinderella. Each station throughout the nation will have a song coming through. So if your set works, the major networks will do your voting for you. You should never sing for her if the song is not of your alley.
You might sound like Bing to her,
but suppose she likes Rudy Valley.
If so, Cruder from Old Altoona can tell her better than you. Why should you care?
Tonight. I know too well that I'm just wasting precious time in thinking such a thing could be, that you could ever care for me.
Jimmy Stewart.
I'm sure you'll hate to hear that I adore you, dear, but grant me just the same.
From Hollywood. Stand by for Oscars. And when we do that, we'll do all the winners and the losers.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach in Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air. On a chocolate bar, see the sugar bowl, do the tootsie roll with the big bad devil's fruit cake. If you eat too much, oh oh, you'll awake with a tummy ache. On the good ship, lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away. On the good ship, lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach of Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. Sugar bowl, do the tootsie roll with the big fat devil's food cake. If you eat too much, oh, oh, you'll awake with a tummy ache. On the good ship, lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away.
You're awake with a tummy ache.
good ship, lollipop.
What a talent. I love that kid's work. The music of the stars on WLIV. Francis Albert said, you know, I like anything Cole Porter. And some of that stuff got a little R-rated. No, not this. Not this, no. Francis Albert. Sinatra.
You'd be so easy to love. So easy to idolize. All others above. So worth the yearning for. So swell to keep every home fire burning.
To go. music of the stars. Sammy Nestico, Nobody's Better. Easy to love. Great love song from Cole Porter. Got to tell you that there was a kid in Racine. Oh, back in the mid-50s, brilliant musician named Gerald Harris. Jerry Harris, we called him. He was part of the American Legion Drum and Bugle Corps. The boys of 76. And he played love songs. I think he was in love himself. Well, and that was one of them he wrote. Boys of 76, the love songs never stopped in a drum and bugle corps. And the music of the stars, take it easy. It's Sunday. Take it easy.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's so hard to forget.
Doris Day, 1941.
go, baby, never worry, you can learn as easy as five.
Shore. Songs about apples and pie. Music of the stars.
Shoe flat pie, an apple pan. Dowdy makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy. Shoe flat pie, an apple pan. Dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe flat pie, an apple pan. Dowdy makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoe flat pie, an apple pan. Dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bake, Mama, I don't want cake. Mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoo-shoo fly pie. An apple pan, Dowdy, makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy. Shoo fly pie, an apple pan, Dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan, Dowdy makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoe fly pie, an apple pan, Dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you start to bake, I don't want no cake. Mama, mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoo-shoo fly pie. An apple pan, Dowdy, makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy. Shoo fly pie, an apple pan, Dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Shoo-shoo fly shoo, pie, apple pan, Dowdy,
makes your eyes light up.
Light
your tummy
up,
say howdy. I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Sammy Gallup, 1946. The Campus Five, Music of the Stars. I know what you're having for dessert, Mama.
You come and say a howdy. Shoo fly pie, an apple pan, Dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoo fly pie, an apple pan, Dowdy, makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoo fly pie, an apple pan, Dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Wonderful stuff.
You've done a lot of growing.
shoo, fly pie. Shoo, shoo, fly pie. Shoo, shoo, fly pie. An apple pan dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No, no. When you are fully ripe, my dear, those little flecks of brown appear.
Me?
You're most digestible, my friend. Delicious, too, from end to end. You can put them in a pie. Any way you want to eat them. It's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator. Bananas are a solid food that doctors now include in baby's diet. And since they are so good for baby, I think we all should try it. See, 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 see.
Banana music, please.
A guy what takes his time, I go for any time. I'm a fast-moving gal, I like some slow. Got no use for fancy driving, wanna see a guy arriving in low. I'll be satisfied, electrified. A guy what takes his time. A hurry up affair, I always give the air. Wouldn't give any Russian guy a smile. I could go for any singer who would condescend to linger. Supplied to have a guy what takes his takes his time. I'll go for any time. A hasty job really spoils the master's touch. I don't like a big commotion. I'm a demon for slow motion and such. Why should I deny that I would die to know a guy what takes his time? Any fun in getting something done if you're rushed when you have to make the grade. I can spot an amateur, appreciate a connoisseur at his trade. Who would qualify? No alibi to be a guy what takes his time.
Joel McNeely and the big band and Ralph Ranger wrote that on the music of the stars. Henry Hall.
Your peaches, they are full of stones. I like bananas because they have no bones. Don't give me tomatoes, can't stand ice cream cones. I like bananas because they have no bones. No matter where I go, with Susie May or Anna, I want the world to know I must have my banana. Cabbages and onions hurt my singing tones. I like bananas because they have no bones.
Hello, Mr. Durante. This is a surprise. What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? You ask me. It's mutiny, that's what it is. I come a million miles, a million of them, to see this London people, and this is what I get. It's mortifying, that's what it is. This George fella singing about bananas. Bananas without any bones. What do you suppose he's referring to? There's only one banana worth singing about, and that's grown on me. So don't quote me on that. It's mortifying. It's mutiny. It's degrading. That's what it is. Ha! Words fail me.
Well, don't let it get you, Mr. Durante. Listen to George sing this chorus.
Aha, the famous spokesman, even the unknowns. They like their bananas because they have no bony bones. It's everybody's weakness. It might be your own. Didn't you like bananas? Because they have no bony beans. Man, there's something in bananas that gives you that strange feeling. Nobody can resist them. They are so appealing. The quintuplets, Bernie's man, those healthy 5-day-olds, they all eat bananas, because they have no only bones.
Suggs, and now presenting my singing food.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. Bananas today.
We've string beans
and onions,
cabbages
and scallions,
and all kinds of fruit and say.
Singing my heart out.
Oh, what is wrong, asparagus?
I feel naked without my hollandaise.
Come on, tomato, you're slow.
I'll catch up.
Yes, we have no bananas.
Bananas. We have no bananas today. We got string beans and onions and big juicy lemons and all kinds of fruit and say. We've got an old-fashioned tomato. potatoes.
Oh, yes.
We have no bananas. We have no bananas today. There's a fruit man on our street whose name is Mr. Peach. And he keeps good things to eat, but you should hear him speak. When you ask him anything, he never answers no. He just yeses you to death and then he takes your dough.
Oh, yes!
We no got of the banana. We no got of the banana today. We got a little beans and a bigger beans and a red, the beans and a white, the beans and all kinds of beans and say. We got of the old fashioned salami. We even got of the Brooklyn pastrami.
Oh, yes!
We no got of the banana. We no got of the banana today. Got so good with him, he wrote home to say, send Pasquale, Nick, and Jim, I need help right away. When he got them in the store, there was fun, you bet. Someone asked for bananas, and then the whole quartet.
Oh, yes, we have no bananas.
We have no bananas today.
We have peppers.
And the carrots.
And celery.
But we got no bananas today.
Who asked you for bananas anyway? Who asked you? I only want a hot dog sandwich. Hot dogs are better than bananas. I always say, ain't it?
Oh, yes!
We have no bananas.
We have no bananas today.
We string beans and onions. Cabbages and scallions and all kinds of fruit and say, we have an old-fashioned tomato, a fat Long Island potato, but yes, we have no banana. Elastic, but we ain't got, yes, we have no banana. I'd give a big Havana, I'd even trade a date with Lana for just one banana today.
Tommy Dorsey and the Pied Pipers. Let's get serious now, shall we?
I need not search for precious gold. Of wealth I have my share. For with my eyes I scan the skies and find my fortune there. A host of priceless dreams unfold in songs that bluebirds sing. The earth, the sea belong to me. I'm richer than a king. To add to things that money cannot buy, an echo brings this very soft reply.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We string beans and onions, cabbages and scallions, and all kinds of fruit and say. We have an old-fashioned tomato.
Yeah.
Yes, we know you got the bananas. We know you got the banana today. But 1 minute, we got a new kind of the garlic. When you use this garlic, to make you stand apart from your friends. We got a 64,000 watermelon. We don't sell any, but the guy we buy them from, Mamma Mia, does he sell a watermelon? But yes, we know you got the bananas. Hey, why you? We know you got the bananas today.
Yes, we have no bananas. What's that enough a banana? Now what good is a banana split? Oh, we have a muttons and buttons and kippers with zippers and pounds of devaluated pounds. Banana, S-T-I-N-K.
They ain't no stinking bananas.
Precisely, they ain't no stinking bananas. Yes, we have no bananas. Hip, hip, cheerio and all the treat. And cracks, we got bagels and lox, a bagel that's a doner dipped in cement. We got delicious knishes and kosher champagne. The kosher champagne is 2 cents plain. Pastrami, salami, matzos and jam. You should find the expression, we even got ham. But yes, we ain't got bananas. We ain't got bananas today.
Before striking, your father had the ship-fitter blues, and loving you has made me bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan.
Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Had to ship that her blue. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your heart. You closed your cover before striking. Father had to ship that her blue. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned.
Day-o. Day-o.
have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
When I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout go with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, like. I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
It's too loud, man.
Yeah.
That's better.
He's a day, oh, daylight come and me want go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stock banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Lift 6 foot, hold 7 it,
man.
Foot, 8
hold
foot,
it, man.
Punch.
Too loud, man. Too loud.
6 foot, 7 foot,
hold it,
foot,
man.
Eight
hold it, hold
foot,
it, man.
Punch.
My ears, my ears, like my ears. No, hold it, man. It's too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to do the shout.
No, man, it's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole
piercing
record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't shout.
No, I'm cutting, man, like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off from me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay. How's this? Yeah!
Too loud, man.
Okay. Day-o.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Day-o. Crazy.
Daylight come and me want go home. Daylight come and me want go home. A beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come. Oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes, hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Interactive, modular, ring, 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 banana phone. Ping, pong, ping, pong, ping, pong, ping, banana phone. It's no baloney, it ain't a phony, my cellular, bananular phone. Don't need quarters, don't need dice to call a friend of mine, don't need computer. I'll call my cat, I'll call the White House, have a chat, I'll please the call around the world, I'll really get me Beijing, jing, jing, jing. Yeah.
you're not a fool. It's a real life mama and papa fool, a brother and sister and a dog a fool, a grandpa fool and a grandma fool. Oh yeah, my cellular funanular fool. Banana fool, ring, 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 it's a phone we appeal. Banana fool, ring, 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 how you can have your phone and eat a tooth. Banana fool, ring, 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 me sunrise.
I'm Chiquita Banana and I come to say I come from Little Island down Equator Way. I sail on big a banana boat from Caribbean to see if I can help good neighbor policy. I bring a song about bananas. I sing it low, I sing it high, yay, yay. And if you keep with Nettie Canos, sing a song about bananas. I can sing about the moonlight on the very, very tropical equator. So I sing about bananas. I get the blues in the morning, I get the blues in the night, but when I eat a banana sundae,
stars, huh? News around the corner. We'll be on till high noon.
Bananas have to ripen in a certain way. When they are flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, fruit salad. You can put them in a pie, yi-yo. Any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.